You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Hey everybody, it is Charon Unicorn, and today is April the 15th, 2024. I was on my Facebook feed, and I get those memories pop up, and it was like, hey, 5 years ago, this is what you were doing. And I'm going to put on the screen what it was, and it was a picture I took after I had my very first threesome. And it was the day that I had walked into the sex club as a single girl, and braved the situation out of my comfort zone. All of this story is documented. I'll put those links in the description here. But basically, it was 5 years ago today I was posting, oh my God, I just did this good, cool thing. I can't believe I did it. I still remember the car ride home thinking, I can't wait to get home and just absorb what fucking happened. Like, run the situation in my mind. I can't believe that happened. I can't believe that happened. Like, so many firsts, so many exciting things. And I was alive in my soul. And I don't know if I felt that alive in a long time. You know, we don't go through life always feeling that connected with who we are and our purpose. And that night when I did something for myself, and I was a bit overweight, and I was newly trying to like own it. And I went in there, and it took everything I fucking had, self-confidence wise, to go in there alone, single woman, no one to talk to really, and pursue the threesome. So I remember back 5 years ago now. I have been in so many different experiences since then. I've come so full circle that I honestly don't remember that girl very much, because I've grown so much since then. I've seen so much since then. And in a way, I feel like I've conquered the mountain, so to speak. I've went in, you know, that 5 years ago was my first step on Mount Everest of the swinger lifestyle. Now I feel like I'm at the peak of my local lifestyle clubs and stuff, looking around thinking, that was fucking cool. So I love this lifestyle. I love the people that I have met along the way. I have made some of the best friends in my life. I'm going to have to say this is a love letter to R and Amelia, Peekaboo, Curly Vixen, L, the people who have been started on this channel, including newlyweds. There's been a lot of people who have contributed to the fabric of your understanding of the swinger sex positive lifestyle, and I could never have done it without them and their stories. So thank you to them for sharing and being brave to share themselves with me along on this journey. It's kind of like I picked up people along the road, and like we just kind of bonded together about this commonality of, let's stop judging people about sex. Let's stop shaming people about sex and their bodies and see what that's like, you know? And when you get a taste of people who don't wince in a bad way when you make a sex joke, instead they high-five you. There's no going back for some people. There's no going back to a place where you're the odd man out by not missing a that's what she said joke. I don't care if I'm pissed off and yelling at a guy I'm dating. If something happens and there is a that's what she said joke that I miss, I will take the comedy even in a fight. I'll say the joke even in the middle of a fight, because that's how much I respect sexual humor, you know? You're just gonna find people who fucking laugh at that instead of wince at that. And once you do, you realize that there was never anything wrong with you. You just had to find the right people to surround yourself with who cheer for you and champion for you. And, you know, maybe people who don't fit into every part of your life, you know, they don't have to, right? You can have some friends that are for lifestyle and some friends that are for your more mainstream things. A lot of people do that, and there's nothing wrong with that. So I've had quite a journey. I've actually had a few relationships along the way. I've had some group experiences that I wasn't planning from the beginning. In terms of group play, I mean, and all of this has been documented on my channel, all of it. I had no effing clue what I was going on this journey. I thought I was going in for a threesome, maybe two, and then what? I don't know, what's on Netflix? I didn't know that I was going further. And so to see me go for 5 fucking years, I mean, I'm directing orgies now. What happens in another 5 years? I don't know, but I will say this. I love this lifestyle. I don't know where I really identify in it. Am I really a swinger because I don't do casual sex the same way? Or am I more poly leaning? I don't know, because I'm not fully poly. So I don't know where I fucking fit in either, but I know it doesn't really matter. And if that's one of the lessons I've picked up along the way, are sure, use labels out there if they help you. But don't get stuck in one just because that's what fit 5 years ago. Maybe you were straight back then. Maybe you're curious now. Maybe you're curious back then. Maybe you're straight now. I don't know. But you, doesn't matter. It's fluid. And no one's really checking up on you. So you do you. That's also what I've learned. I have seen my friends blossom into more confident people in this lifestyle. I've seen them love their bodies. And deservingly so. I've seen us celebrate our bodies with big photo shoots and boudoir photo shoots. And to see the joy in my heart that comes when I see people that maybe didn't know how to pose for a photo before, maybe didn't have anyone make them feel sexy like that a lot, and give that gift of, hey, actually, you're sexy as fuck, and here's just a little bit of technique, you know, camera angle, downward angle, you know, good lighting. That's the kind of stuff I was like, get a ring light, you know, you can't be a creator without a ring light. And now she's got her own fan page, right? So she's thriving. And to see the self-confidence come out in my friends is truly amazing. I'm also talking about my male friends. I have seen people fall in love in this lifestyle, usually single swingers I'm talking about. Sometimes there's thruples that join as swingers. So just because sex is involved and it's swingers and it's intended to be casual, it doesn't mean that connections still don't happen, right? And so that's why one of the things that I've learned is, you know, swingers gonna swing, sure. And I know that some people don't think there's a lot of room in the swinger lifestyle for romantic love or whatever. Sure, fair. But there's a lot of singles in the sex-positive swinger lifestyle. And we're not all there just to get random sex. Some of us are actually, a lot of us, are looking for connection. So the guys that we meet, I'm also learning, are also looking for connection. They're looking for someone who wants to hold their hand. I learned this being an orgy director. I would go around in a circle and ask people as part of the intrusive question game, you know, if you could do one act with somebody today, what would it be? And it was a DTF night. It was a gangbang night. And I thought people were going to say, you know, gangbangs or like, you know, multiples or whatever. No one said gangbang. Some people said they wanted to kiss. Some people said they wanted a blowjob, a sensual one, not an aggressive one. Some people said they wanted, one person said, a guy I'm talking about, said he wanted to hold hands. It was important to him as part of the experience. He wanted to hold hands with a woman. So what I learned is that, yeah, you put a gangbang theme night together, people are going to show up. If you offer other things on the menu, there's a lot of takers. There's a lot of people who are looking for the good old-fashioned one-on-one, let's have a steamy night of fun, you know, respectful, you know, consensual sex. And maybe you part ways, maybe you connect, you know, on Instagram later, maybe you don't. That's also a valid part of the lifestyle. So I've truly met some of the best people I've ever had the blessing of having in my life. They'll be my friends long after the cameras get turned off on Tranny Unicorn, if that ever happens, because they're real people and their stories are as real as mine and their personalities are as authentic as mine. And, I'm thrilled to have been able to see that post on Facebook today, reminding me that holy shit, it has been 5 years since I was that brave single woman, barely coming out of her 10-year sexual hiatus and deciding to finally live life for myself, to finally seek the pleasure and stop waiting for the comfort of a boyfriend or a partner to make it easier. I just realized that time was ticking, aging was happening, and if I wasn't gonna fucking live for myself, no one was gonna do it for me. And I did it. And I cannot believe it has been 5 years, and I am thrilled with how my life has progressed ever since I took that very brave and scary action. I didn't do a vlog the day that I went to the sex club the very first time because I didn't vlog. I didn't know what that was yet, right? I don't have the vlog from there, but I did tell a story about that night, and I'm going to include a clip of it at the end of this so that you can see how even did I look different, you know, back then. So if you have been on this journey with me and have been commenting, and even if you haven't, please let me know in a comment below. Tell me whether or not you've been watching from year one, year two, year three, whatever. I would love to know, and I really do appreciate you following on my journey. I hope you subscribe and stick around for the next 5 years. Who knows what that's going to bring? But TorontoUnicorn.com, my website, will always have all of my links and my fan page. A lot of people like to come and ask me some questions, get some advice on my fan page. It's also where I can post the uncensored content, guys. And like, let's be honest, sometimes that's worth something. So I hope you check that out as well. I also have multiple podcasts going on now. I have Sex and Swinging with Tarana Unicorn. That is a swinger 101, you know, kind of how to get onboarded into the sex positive swinger lifestyle. There's interviews with real swingers, including many single women who, surprise, surprise, aren't these mystical things. They're actually people who have hopes and dreams and boundaries, and they want to be treated a certain way. And I'm thrilled to be able to deliver those interviews for you. That's on Sex and Swinging. I also have a Sex Stories podcast, which is me telling in a very uncensored format some of the details of my sexual experiences that I can't even tell the titles of on YouTube. I don't promote this podcast on YouTube because I'm afraid of getting in trouble. This is why you should go and find it on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever, because it's still free. Like, you can still listen, you know? So that's Sex Stories. And then I also have the Live Unapologetically Yourself. It is a kind of like my no bullshit, real girl next door, trying to lean in and give you advice about life, things that I learned along the way, how to stop people pleasing, how to basically get people to shut the fuck up when you need them to, how to protect yourself with boundaries, energy shielding, you know, things like that. I'm here to pass along a lot of the life skills that I have learned that you do need to have in the sex positive lifestyle. For example, people pleasing. If you're a people pleaser, you're gonna end up in a situation where you don't want to be there because you're too fucking polite. And this is not the time to have that problem. You need to have a boundary. You need to have a plan. So that's what those videos are for as well. So I have these all in audio format as well as video format. And let's just say the last 5 years have been good to me. And I'm going to be sharing the experiences with all of you so that hopefully you can stand on my shoulders when you enter the lifestyle and learn, you know, the good lessons that are still out there to learn. And I want you to thrive and especially not make the mistakes that not only I made, but anybody could make, because it's a new culture, new subculture, and you got to check in before you just go touching people, even culturally. If you do the kiss on a cheek thing, that's fine in some cultures, but in a sex club, you really just can't go kiss people. It doesn't matter if that's your culture. You're not allowed to do that to me. I've declined it, and like, it makes people awkward sometimes because they'll come in to kiss me and I'll say no thanks, but it doesn't matter because I don't want to be kissed, right? So there's so many things to learn. That's why I wanted to be an educator in this lifestyle as well, because I see so many well-intentioned people just trying to be part of something, just trying to have a good time and expose but open themselves up to new experiences. And I would hate for them to shoot themselves in the foot, metaphorically, by doing something stupid, getting banned from a club, showing up to the club on the wrong night, you know, getting bum hurt about it. It can happen. I've seen it happen. I've even seen guys get turned away from sex clubs because they didn't dress according to the dress code and like no, you know, casual clothes. And it's hard to see because these guys pump themselves up for a night at the club, got to the door, and they faced rejection. They faced rejection before they even got into the sex club. So what are the chances they're going to try again? I don't know. All I know is I wish people would just study up a little bit, like research the clubs you're going to, make sure you're dressed appropriately, make sure you've got flip-flops if you need them, and enjoy the journey of finding yourself, even if whoever that is keeps changing. Maybe it's about chasing yourself instead. Thank you for watching. I hope you keep watching.
Hey, podcast listeners. Just so you know, the next clip is still part of the original video I put on YouTube, but it is a summary clip of my very first threesome story time I put on YouTube a few years ago. It doesn't have a lot of easy transitions, so it'll be jumping from clip to clip. If you watch it on YouTube, it'll make more sense, but if you want to listen to the audio, here it goes.
Hi, everybody. It's Tiny Unicorn. I have the biggest story I'll probably ever be able to tell. And I was going to go and I was going to put myself out there and go to a sex club alone on Unicorn Night. I didn't really want to do that. I don't think anybody wants to walk into a sex club alone and like look for fucking threesomes in random places. But, and so when I went into Oasis, I had never gotten fully naked in front of, in a change room, like in front of anybody. And here I am doing it in front of men with their cocks hanging out. By the way, I am sober, not a joint, nothing. I am sober when I walk in as a single woman to Oasis on Unicorn Night alone. And I remember going and going out to the pool and like being almost afraid to like make eye contact with people in the pool. And like, I remember the moment vividly because I remember realizing that I had just planted myself in a situation and I had no idea what was going to happen next. It was like going on and like we smoked a little bit, like it really was just platonic at this point. And I was nervous. I just didn't know what to do. I knew I think I might have wanted a threesome with them, but I never ever been with a girl before. I had never kissed, I've never eaten a girl out at this point, nothing. Not fingered a girl, nothing. I've kissed a girl, but that was it. So the wife went to the washroom, and so the husband and I had a quick chat, and he's like, you know, like, we're interested if you are, and I was like, oh, I'm interested. I'm just not sure I can make the first move, and so he's like, oh, okay. So then the wife comes out, and then, like, they chit-chat for a second, and, like, I'm just like, you know, I'm just like, you could tell that I'm nervous, and so the wife, I remember she asked if she could kiss me, and I said yes, and I just remember very soft lips. Very soft touch lips. And then I remember realizing I was like kissing a woman and it was fun. And like we really kissed and like I played with her boobs and like she played with my boobs. I think like, you know, it's also fuzzy, but we were at Oasis. So we were on the third floor and I eventually lay down. I'm on top of her. I'm 69ing her. So I'm eating her out. She's eating me out. And then her husband first like comes and like puts his dick in my mouth for a bit. That's fun. But then he puts his dick in my pussy while she's eating me out. And literally I like had an orgasm while she was eating me out. It was insanity. It was like the best threesome ever. So yeah, I was like screaming because the sex is really good. And like, anyways, we had a really good time. I remember lots of kissing, like lots of him saying, oh, this is so hot. This is so hot. And I remember when I got home that night and I walked into my apartment, I just like, I couldn't believe, it was one of those moments where I just done something so significant that it was going to take my brain a while to process what had happened. But it was bliss. I just remember thinking, I fucking did it. It was wonderful. I'm going to do it again. And I love that club. So that is how it all got started. And that was April of 2019. That was the day, one of the days, I think it was like 13th or 14th or something, where I crossed the line and I walked in a girl and came out a woman, you know? That's the day I walked in straight and then walked out LGBT. I don't know.